To God be the glory. This morning's message is in the form of a question. What is your aim for the Lord? What we believe and what and how we behave must always go together. Paul usually connects duty and doctrine. He normally connects those when he's teaching doctrine. He's teaching you about the spiritual things of God. The believer, he's teaching the believer as you read his epistles. He's teaching us. But also there's the duty part. And I call it the to-do list. See, once he teaches, he's teaching you so you will do what he's teaching you. And you notice that I led off with being filled with the Spirit of God. See, it's the Spirit of God that gives us the enablement that we don't have to depend on our effort, our own strength, or our own ability to accomplish the goals of God. God says, I don't want you to depend on your own abilities, your own thinking, your own power to do my bidding. I place within you, I house within you the Holy Ghost that will give you all of the enablement to do my will. One of the things, if you're a true believer, you and I cannot say, I cannot do what God told me to do. If you say it, you're telling a lie, if you're a true believer now. Now, I put emphasis on that, because it was never set up for you and I to do it in the energy of the flesh. It was never set up that way. Because God realized that there is no good thing in my flesh. Doesn't matter whether you're a preacher, usher, deacon, or whoever you are, there's no saved flesh. Old nature, not saved, will not get saved. Even though God have not eradicated right now, just wait, it's going to go too. Because one day we're going to get a new body. Am I right about it? But in the meantime, what God is saying to us that are saved, that you and I have to yield our bodies and our minds to that of the Holy Spirit. Now, we're living in a culture, we're living in a world and environment that's going the other way. The world system is not about the things of God. And so many of us have been wore out. We're saved, but we are wore out with the things of the world, and we spend more time doing that and less time doing things for the Lord. Now, I'm gonna tell you, as we continue our lives doing less and less, just saying, God, I'm gonna miss hell because I am born again, and that's all I want out of the deal. But like I said, when Paul spoke about doctrine, he also had duty. See, you and I got a duty, whether we fulfill it or not, but you got a duty to the Lord. And I tell you, it's a beautiful thing when you start walking in your duty. You know, every now and then I get a little tired on the way. I do. I'm hit with the same forces that you are hit with. And yet I gotta remind myself, I want to be well-pleasing to the Lord over and over again. And my duty is to shepherd his flock. My assignment by the Holy Ghost, who made me overseer, who entrust me with a flock of people who are God's people, not my people, but to be a steward. And I have to remind myself when I get tired on this journey, I have to remind myself, but what about the duty? You ain't just saved, you got a duty. I just didn't teach you doctrine tricks. You didn't do all this studying of the Word of God over the years. I know you may get a little tired, but your strength is in the Lord. But there's a duty. And so just like I got a duty, every one of God's children, whether you perform it or not, you have a duty to the Lord. Paul understood that well. He had no problem with it. Because, it's strange that on one hand you can say how good God is. And on the other hand, you don't show your appreciation for his goodness to you. See, we who are saved, we have a service unto the Lord. Oh, you're not going to be judged for your salvation, but your spiritual service will be judged at the Bema seat. You know, we have been so accustomed, if we are not careful, and we can be tricked even with always hearing about what God is doing, what he can do for us, which that's good, and we know all of that's true. But always overlooking what he requires of us. Don't want to hurt, don't make me jump, don't make me shout, don't make me speak back. It's just what God can do. Paul won't like that, y'all. Paul was not like that. He was so thankful. He was the worst of sinners as he saw it. Chief. And yet the mercy of God, I persecuted the church. I killed folk who were living for God. God should have just eradicated me off the earth. But yet he touched me. He knocked me down off my high horse. He blinded me for a minute. And then he sent one of his disciples to me to touch my eyes that I could see. And now I owe the Lord. You see, when you are a genuine Christian, I mean, you know that you know that you know that you know that you were born again, no matter what nobody say. It should be ambition and an aim in your life because of that. I'm not saying we are perfect. Not in this old fleshly body. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying you need to know he expects us to try to do better. And when we get another year, we get another opportunity. When we get another month, we get another opportunity. When we get another week, we get another opportunity. When we get another day, we get another opportunity. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 5. No, 2 Corinthians, I'm sorry. 5. And we're going to look at 9 through 13. You know, this is talking about the assurance of resurrection. You know, we got another body, not built with hands. But I want to come down, and that's another benefit of being saved, isn't it? Another benefit, isn't it? But I want to come on down to verse 8 says, we are confident, yes, well please, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Isn't that good? Knowing that I'm not trying to rush death, but I can't stop death because it is an appointment. But I know this, whenever that appointment takes place, I'm just going to be absent from this body. But I'm not going to be lost because I'm going to be present with the Lord. Are you with me? And that's a benefit of being saved. That is a gift from Jesus. Now, he come back to his therefore. He share doctrine, different things that we have, spiritual things after death, a new body, a new home, not made with hands, and a whole nine yards, the assurance of resurrection. But he says, therefore, having all of those gifts from God. Therefore, we make it our aim. There it is. Our ambition. See, in other words, what we have to do for God, we should be ambitious about doing it. We need to make it our aim. And there's some Christians, since you've been saved, you haven't made those things your aim. You ain't even consider it. That's why an old crazy preacher like me, God said, you can't stop Rick. You can say some things folk ain't even thought of. Because I want to speak to you and through you to my people. He says, yeah, all those things are good. The resurrection, the new body, and all those kind of things, that are showings. And it's a beautiful thing when a Christian dies and you can preach that at a funeral. Huh? Because that family need comfort. And it's nothing like truth from the word of God to comfort your heart. Now just like my nephew said today, don't get stuck. We're here to worship who? God. Is it all right for God to speak? Oh, yes, it is. I'll say it for you. But what I want to say to you, don't you miss this, what I'm preaching today. Because if not, what you're going to do, like my nephew said, he said, if you step on your feet, that's okay too. Said something like that. But what I want to say, too many times we lock our ear gate to certain parts of the word of God because we don't want to hear it. Or when we hear it, because we are guilty, we don't want to be blamed. Let me tell you something. God knows everything about you and me. And sometimes when he reminds us, all I do is just remind us. When he reminds us, sometimes it's just another opportunity to set those things straight that we didn't prioritize. And he says here, therefore we, he said, not just me, not just Apostle Paul, we as Christians, the guys that walk with me and my cohorts in the ministry, we make it our aim, our ambition, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to God. Now, that's the part right there I want you to highlight and underline. You see, Paul understood. See, we can't keep talking about how God pleased me with my children. Oh, I got some good children. They're healthy. They're doing fine. And I thank God for those children. Amen. And that's a good thing. I thank God for my employment. I thank God for a reasonable portion of help. I thank God. And ain't nothing wrong with that. But how many times you speak boldly about your aim of pleasing God? We can talk about boldly about how I was captive with something, and the Lord brought me out. How my hands were shackled, and I didn't know what to do, but God brought me out. When I was confused, and in my mind I couldn't think clear, and I had a decision to make, and all these things was going, it had me like in a daze. It was the situations that had captured me, because I have soaked so much of my situation and my duties for the world, my business, or whatever. I've soaked so much of that in, it became all of me. It consumed me. Any peace I get when I get it, oh, I get it from the Lord. All of that's good. Since you got so many things, so many deliverance, so many blessings, and the mercy and the grace and the long-suffering of God, where is your therefore? See, that therefore show appreciation for what was ahead of it. Too many of us want the therefore. The things on top of the therefore. But we don't want the things that come behind the therefore and the wherefores. They're all of God. They're in the same Bible. Same word. He said, we make it our aim. Because we got abundance of grace and mercy and benefits. We got things in heaven can't nobody steal. It ain't going to spoil. And what's mine is mine. But have all of that you know from the word of God, of his blessings. Have it made you ambitious for his service? Or it's like, thank you. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I'm not going to do nothing. I'm not going to give nothing. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to try to lead them out to the Lord. I'm going to play the Christian game. God will kill me if I do that. I really believe that. If I quit before God let me go, I just really feel in my heart. See, I got a lot of those things atop of the therefore too. I got a whole lot of them. But when I saw all those things, how he picked me up out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock. He got me over 30-some years been preaching. Led people to the Lord and their families. More homegoing services. And I mean, look at the grace of God. And I said, what are you going to do that you got everything above the therefores and the wherefores, all those benefits of grace? But what about my duty? But God said, you understand, I ain't got time for your duties. I mean, you got to get that. God, you know, I am just tied up. It sure is. My God, Paul said, man, we make it our ambition, my aim. See, I'm not haphazardly doing this. I'm all in, Mike. It ain't just get in. No matter who's out on the outside, you decide to do your thing. When I want in, I want in. When I won't save, I won't save. That's what I'm talking about. But Mike, when I got saved, I went all in. Didn't matter, brother, sister, mama, aunt, uncle, cousin, co-workers, cohorts. Because I saw him taking someone like me. Ordinary man and did extraordinary things, and I can walk in the power of God. I've seen the Holy Spirit fill me, and I walk into places, and God just opened up the door. It wasn't me, but it was for his service, for his glory. It was just like going to get the donkey. My Savior, Smith and King, got need of your air conditioner, your heating system, and we ain't got a lot of money. Then the man walked in and called the supervisor over and said, give it to him. Give him a brand new one. The supervisor even came out here and watched and looked at it. The unit looked at the air conditioning unit. Same guy I talked with. And he said, Pastor Rick, I didn't give you enough. You go out there, you see two little air conditioners. Uh-huh. I'm like mouth wide open. And I got to pay for it. You know, we. No, I'm going to give you this. You go out there, you see two. See, I know why two out there. You may say, well, they just got a little and a big one. No. Wait a minute, I did it there. He said, no. We put the duct work in, blah, blah, blah. I'm just looking. We ain't paying for that. We're paying for the installation. You gave us that brand new. And that's why it's gas over there and electric over here. Because the gas unit was given to us. And when Brother Lawhorn got the man, Matthew, to come out to fix it the other day, Matthew came back down and told Brother Lawhorn, he was telling me, he said, y'all got the Cadillac, the Mercedes handle up here. That thing is, you know, he works on them. And I said, when God give you something. Now, I'm not saying this to make you think that I got some power. The powers of the Holy Ghost. Huh? But this is the key. If you don't yield the right of way for the Holy Ghost to fear you, control you, to move you, you're going to stay the same. See, we got the power if you're born again. Oh, you got it. But some got it and won't use it. Some got it and they use it. See, God wants to walk in the spirit that we will not fulfill the lusts and the desires of the flesh. He said, if you walk on your own, old flesh going to get you. You ain't big and bad enough, tough enough. You ain't lady enough, woman enough, man enough to stop the flesh from doing what he want to do on your own. But you got the Holy Ghost who is greater in you than whatever is against you. And I'm telling you, it's time to look on the other side of the devil and see what your duties are. Doctrine, duty. Doctrine, duty. Oh, I know a lot of doctrine, but come on, brother, walk with me. Brother Rick said, I'm going to go so far. I ain't going all in like you. I ain't going all in because I got a good job. I had a good job. Same one Steve and all them got. And had over 15 years. God said, trust me. And see, you trust me. But God, let me just try to illustrate a little bit. But God, if I had a piece of job, maybe I could trust you. Didn't have a lot of years in. And God, I'm under the old system. I'm in the old system. And I'm doing what, and God, I came out of the private sector. It's gravy in the government. Man, I was still working when them guys jumped on me. Cut that machine off, man. You don't do that here. Well, how we used to, we had to eat sandwich and keep the machine running because we had deadline for that dredge. I used to work for Norfolk Dredging Company. But God, I started naming out preachers. Because the base full of preachers, pastors. I said, God, they're working. They're going to keep working. They keep pastoring. I'm training up pastors. And there go good one over there. There go Josie over there. Call all y'all out. Remember I told you when I was preaching? Each one of us are not alike. Each one of our assignments and what God wants the glory out of our lives. God said, I know you ain't nothing. I know you ain't gonna be nothing without me. But I wanna take you and work a few miracles. And the first one, I want you to submit. And my sister like to went crazy. I thought she was gonna whip me. Not my oldest sister, that's that other one. You got to be crazy. You ain't never been crazy, you've been the stable one. Now notice this now. Stable, but unsaved. Stable having no spiritual direction, but stable in the family. And I got to hurl all that, have all that pressure against me, and some of that made common sense. Watch this now. Just because some stuff make common sense don't mean it makes spiritual sense. And if you keep putting common sense over spiritual sense, you're never going to really walk in the power of God. Now, God don't want you to be no fool. That's not what I'm talking about. See, God is the greatest counselor. He will counsel you which way to go. See, you need to be saying, let me check with God before I make this decision. But there are some things you already made a decision. You ain't going to check with God. You say, no, God, that ain't going to work. That ain't going to work. That ain't going to work. I know that it won't work for me. Wait a minute. How you know it ain't going to work? Why don't you just say, if you're scared, say so. I was scared. And I said it. God, we got to ask for Nessa. Can I do this? I got you now, Lord, because if I lose her, I ain't got no minister. See what I'm saying, Tracy? See, I played that too. But I only get spiritual. God, ask the wife. Yeah, you know what I mean? Hey, Vanessa, this is what God put on my heart. It's heavy. You know, and I understand we got to have a piece of bread on the table and pay the mortgage. Oh, come on. Leroy, oh, Lord. If God told you to do that, don't you get me hurt. Then it was like, Lord would look at me right in my face. There is no other human being for you to consult with. You and her are the only two that are one. Let me move on. I'm talking about duty. Okay, let me move on, because y'all will hold me. Let me get what God was giving me out of this. He said, therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him. And that's the thing. We want to be well-pleasing for the Lord. He says, now this is a motivation right here too, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. This is not the white throne judgment where the unbelievers will meet. This is one for our rewards. He says that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well known to God. And I also trust are well known in your conscience. You know, it's something when a saint is well known in another saint's conscience. Somebody may have missed this. Corinthians, you got a conscience too. You see things. You see tough times. You see what people go through. You see when Janet speaks about her blessings and she get her shout on and she start telling her testimony how the Lord brought her. You know that stuff get all in your conscience because it's real. Then if other folk would break loose and tell you how good God has been to them and how he brought them over some troubled waters, it would do the same. He says, for we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer to those who boast in appearance. Those folk were putting Paul and all down, and they want the real deal and all that kind of stuff. They're teaching you wrong, and not in heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for who? If I look silly serving the Lord against all odds, well, let me look silly for God. Or I wouldn't do that. Or I got a better way of doing it. How you got a better way than God's way? Just because it can be tough. Just because it look uncertainty. But let me tell you what. Many times we look at our circumstances, situations, but we don't look at the one that's in control. Sometimes we just need to move our eyes off our circumstance and situation, and we need to look at the one that's controlling it. Don't ever think God is not in control, no matter how it looks. No matter how Satan raises his head up, God is still in control. He says, For if we are beside ourselves, it is for who? God. Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love, watch this right here. Here's the duty again. For the love of Christ compels us. You know, have you ever told anybody, say, I know y'all don't want to hear what I got to do or what I'm going to do. And I know it bothers you because there may be a leak of faith or that you don't want to do or you don't see it make common sense or all that kind of stuff. But what you don't realize, there's a love that compels me. There's something going on with me that got me all tangled up. I'm mesmerized with him. See, that's something we got to understand too. When you're trying to explain some spiritual things to some people not on that level to receive it. And sometimes it can frustrate you to no end. And what you don't realize, they ain't there. I ain't doing no duty. I'm just getting saved and going to glory. I ain't doing no duty. Matter of fact, don't I'm going to be just as quiet as a church mouse with a sermon like that. Unless you hit some breakthroughs, I'll walk a pew. Doctrine, duty. Quiet, isn't it? But you know what? Why is it? Yeah, quiet and listen. That's good. But let me tell you something that gets you off the hook a little bit. Sometimes when God brings certain messages, don't worry about how they step on your toe. Just say, okay, God, you got my attention. I ain't got to say nothing to nobody around here. On the pew, I just like they act, look just like they act. But God, you got my attention. Because I ain't about no duty. I'm about every benefit you can drop on me. New job, promotion, get me well when I'm sick. Be my comforter when I'm lonely. But don't ask me to do nothing. You know, bless my heart. I'm scrambling to get here, me and my wife, and I'm hustling, bustling. And when I go in the office, I smell a hot pot of coffee. All laid out for me. I said, Brother Steve got me. And I needed that hot cup of coffee. And brought my wife in here, and my son got her. And I went in there and I just had to stop for a minute. And I took that cup of coffee, took my coat and stuff. I just had to, breathe. Because I'm rushing, I'm doing for two people. All this, you know, I don't mind doing it, but I know I got to have strength to do it. I'm not going to be no fool say it won't wear and tear on me, it won't take me out, okay? But if it do take me out, you guys just keep right on going. Somebody else step in, and don't you dare stop. Because this thing is all about Jesus. It has never been about Ricks. I don't preach Ricks. Never have preached Ricks. I preach Christ. And always have. Didn't just start preaching Christ. Because that's who I want you to follow. I'll let you down. And I don't care who is in here, they'll let you down too. Am I right about it? Yeah. Tell the people you'll let them down. You are capable of letting them down. You ain't got to say it, it's true. Okay, let me finish now. I got to go. Y'all can't hold me no more. What did I stop at? I got to get my burns back. 13. That's what I like about the scriptures. That means y'all following me. Okay. Somebody said, that's right. All right. For if we are beside ourselves, I had to move on from this, it is for God, or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. We are crucified with Christ. And he died for all, that those, watch this now, watch this, y'all follow me, that those who live, are y'all with me? Look at this now. Should. You don't mind saying what the Bible say, do you? Should live. Let's say should live. Let's say, you're getting weak on me. No longer for themselves. Huh. Sure, this is going to live for myself. You're lucky I'm here this morning. I do what I want to do, when I want to do it, and how I want to do it, and how long I want to do it. Because I'm just all of that in a bag of chips. Talking about some duty. Y'all glad I'm in here. You better take that. You out. Help Ricks. Not me. No. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes, I'm glad you came to church to hear this message. Watch this. No longer. And that's why I was saying, don't worry about hearing a message like this. It says no longer. You know what I mean? Now, I may have done this, but I got an opportunity from what God's speaking to my heart through the word of God that I don't no longer have to. See, we got this thing because I did it yesterday. I got to keep on doing it. You don't have to keep on. Because sometimes God will tap you on the shoulder. Say, look, I need to address this. There's some things you are doing I need to address. The Holy Ghost said, I need to tap you. Hey, look, I know what you're doing. I know your attitude. I know everything about you. But I need a sermon to come to address that. There's some duties that I need you to do for me. And not only that, I want you to recognize how good I am to you. Because sometimes you get on a roll with God's goodness, you think it's just automatic and he can't take it away. Because you are who you are. See, don't get that grown and so stuck up or so blessed that you feel that God just got to bless you. When you see all around you, folk going through the ups and the downs and all around. Huh? He says, should no longer live for themselves, but for him. Good God Almighty. Ow. But for him. Now that's Jesus, isn't it? Who died for them and rose again. Not only did he die for me, not only was he my substitute, my propitiation, he satisfied God on my behalf. I couldn't satisfy God, but my Savior. It was God in Christ reconciling the world back unto himself. I'm an ambassador. I represent Jesus. I'm an ambassador for Christ, not for this world. Not for my situations, not for your situation. We are ambassadors for Christ. We represent heaven. Behind the devil is duty. Don't let no one hoodwink you with a little taste of scripture here, a little taste of scripture there, and you believe that stuff because it's comfortable. You're about to get the truth and get set free. Man, more and more I find out I don't know. So, Lord, wow. The more you tell me, a lot of stuff I didn't know. Or put it this way, didn't even consider. Didn't mean no harm. But God, wow. It changed your attitude when you understand this doctrine. When you serve God, you just ought to do it because he died for all, because all was dead. Not only did he die, he rose again. And not only did he rose again, he's seated on the right hand of the Father, interceding right now for Rick. He's telling his daddy right now, help that boy get through that message. Let him get through it. I'm not going to come down there in person and preach it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I went to the end dinner. Okay, all right. All right, there's another therefore there. Therefore, from now on, don't tell me what I did yesterday. I didn't serve him. I don't have time for him yesterday, but I got a word from him today. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Wherefore, if he got a lot of wherefores and therefores in here, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. old things have passed away. Not with me, it ain't. I'm in the more old things than I am in this new thing in Christ. Behold, all things have become new. I'm just reading this. It's just because it's good. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given, there it is, there go that dude, have given us the ministry of reconciliation. See, we ain't got that ministry of separating folk. Huh? We do a lot of it, but that ain't your ministry in Christ. Christ ain't give you that. You do it, you did. That's what you did. The flesh and the devil told you to do. You did it. But that ain't your ministry. Your ministry is reconciliation. Bring back into union. That is that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses. Look at these blessings. Ow. To them. And has committed to us the word of reconciliation. See, we got that word. We can preach that word. We can tell them what does say the Bible, what does say the scriptures, what does say God, to try to bring folk back into union. That's why we do biblical counseling. He says, now then, we are ambassadors. There it is right here. For Christ. As though God was pleading. Good God Almighty, look at this, y'all. I know it don't mean none of y'all, because y'all so accustomed to God. Ain't no big deal, God doing this with me. You act like you ain't never felt God in your life. Lord have mercy. Do you know who God is? Do you know? Watch this here. He says, as though God was pleading through us. That's how I want it. When I preach to you, I want it to be the Holy Spirit pleading through me to you. Because no matter what I say, it don't mean a hill of beans. You can throw that mess away, what I say. But when the Holy Spirit is pleading these scriptures through me, you can't throw that away. It should be something in your spirit that bear witness to the Holy Spirit, and that you can say amen. He says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God was pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf. Good gracious. Be reconciled to God, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, for you. For you, for you, 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 and for me. That we might become. There it is. See, if you don't get nothing else, get this from the crazy pastor. Doctrine, duty. Here come the duty now. He did it, but he had a reason behind it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did it. Oh, yeah, God did all that. Yeah, yeah. Why did he do it, my brother? You don't never do it. Oh, these little gadgets. See, that mess with my concentration now. I'm going to get me another type, a nice good one. Don't move and small. Y'all going to help me, ain't you? I remember Sister Ashburn bought my first mic. I had a big mic fall off. She said, no, Pastor, you ain't going out like that. You go get your mic. I'm going to pay for it. You go get it. Okay. Woo! Oh, I didn't put the piece on it. See, this is. Man. Okay, I'll just hold it in place. Y'all help me then. Where did I stop at? I like that. You follow. Oh, y'all got it right there too. Okay. It got good to me, that's all. He made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Now, this is a beautiful thing here. And you know what? You need to start saying who you are. And it's all right to say, I don't care if you ain't doing all you're supposed to do. If you're born again, if you got that right, it's all right to say who you are. He died for us, paid for all of our sins. And you see, he had to pay for all of them in order for us to become the righteousness of God. See, our righteousness is not our personal righteousness because we do good. It is the imputed righteousness to our account of the Holy of Holy One, Jesus Christ. You see, it won't, that's where people make this mistake. If I work good enough, work my fingers to the bone, be goody-goody two-shoes, I can get to heaven. No, sir. See, your righteousness is as filthy rags. See, here's another thing we forget because we begin to think as men. God the Father required perfect righteousness. Perfect righteousness. No 99 and a half, 99 and three quarters would do. But you can't get no perfect righteousness out of imperfect man under Adam. No way, Jose, it can't happen. God said, you're right, Rick, you're right. That's why I sent Christ. Huh? Because to get what I want and to make you who I want you to be, I had to do it myself. You know how it is sometimes? To get something done right, you got to do it yourself. To get us right, God said, I got to do this. See, you look at John. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And then the Word became flesh. God said, no, I can't send an angel for this one. No, Mr. Irma. I got to come myself and reconcile you back to myself. Because, see, if you going to stand before me, you going to stand in perfect righteousness. And the only way I can get that is give you mine. See, I owe him. I owe him for my perfect righteousness. See, it should be an attitude. More and more I learn about Christ and my relationship, it should gender a closer walk with him. It should gender some confession on my part. It should gender some repenting on my part. We about to do communion. You know, when God began to speak to me, say, God, it's not my mama, not my daughter, not my sister. It's me, oh Lord, standing in this need of prayer. Well, I'm just going to give y'all some of these scriptures here. Be motivated to be well-pleasing to Jesus Christ this year. You know, we in the second month. Time go fast, doesn't it? Romans 12:1. That deals with presenting our bodies, holy sacrifice unto God. Okay, he got it here. Okay, I'll let you put them up there. You can move faster than I can because I wanted to, because I used some time here. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. When you go back above and read all those scriptures, write them down from 1 to 11, you'll see what he's saying. Now, he said, at this point, he said, there's that therefore. He says, it's some duty. Now, once I know some of my duties and I'm not willing to do them, I can no longer say I don't have any. I have them. I know of them. I'm just not going to do them. Bottom line, case closed. All right, give me the next one, Steve. I'm not going to read all that down. Let's go to Romans 14 and 18. So I just can't do anything I want with my bodies if I'm going to do the duties that are required of me as God's child. You got Romans 14, 18? Oh, you got it. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by me. We need to help others not to stumble over our lifestyle. Because I'm going to tell you something. You take a young Christian and say, I want to live for the Lord. And they look at the rest of the young Christian not living for the Lord. And they're just going on spiritualizing their lives, you know, going to church and they're spiritualizing it, but they're not living for the Lord. They ain't living no better than the world. Then they get a little weak because you become a stumbling block. And it's not hard to get weak. Like, I'm not saying that as a put down. We all can get weak. If you are in this flesh, you are capable of getting weak. You and I are not always filled with the Spirit of God. Am I right about it? Okay, let's look at Ephesians 5, 8 through 11, Steve, and we get on through this. And you can write some of these down, and you can go back over them in depth. But I want to give you the address. Did you have that? Ephesians 5, 8 through 11. All right. For you were once what? Darkness. Not only were you in darkness, you were darkness. See, sin of man make darkness, is darkness. So any rooting, tooting, and shooting going on is because of sin. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. See, there it is. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all what? Goodness, righteousness, and truth. Okay, that's why I want to preach the truth, because the fruit of righteousness is in the truth. You can't be preaching arrow and say there's a fruit of righteousness in it. Finding out what is, there it is, acceptable to the Lord. See, too many times you and I are not looking for what is acceptable to the Lord. We are looking at what is acceptable to ourselves. Can we get real in God's house? I know what may be acceptable to the Lord, but this thing ain't acceptable to me. I'm going to do my thing. You know what I mean? I'm going to do mine. I'm going to do me. And they got this thing, do you. And then there's some Christian pick it up too. You want that slang, I got you. But it make it hard for me when your cohorts are telling you, do you. And I'm telling you, do Christ. Your cohorts are do you. But Pastor, I can't get around my buddy talking about don't do no Christ. So we talk that language, do you. Well then I got a question. Who are you? Who are you to be doing you, to put yourself over doing Christ? Who are you? I want to know. Because you tell me one thing in here, are you somebody else out there? Y'all want my job. Well, I feel for my pastor now when I used to sit out there. Lord, I didn't know Pastor Mac. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, okay. You got the... But I thank God for pastors. God knows I thank God for them. They love a good whipping. Okay. Did we already read that one? Oh, okay, all right. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Wait a minute, Lord. We can't be doing that. All that stuff I know that my schoolmates and my people doing, I can't expose that. I got to shut my mouth. I can't even tell them it's wrong, because then they'll stop hanging with me, and I won't have nobody to hang with. You know, all that stuff they do on Facebook and put on Facebook, I mean, they just do a whole lot of crazy mess. I can't expose it. No. I'm sorry, God. I ain't woman enough or man enough or Christian enough to do any of that stuff. I got to go with the flow. See, I let them do them, and I do me. But when you're doing you, ask yourself, who are you? Watch this. God says, if you have not the Holy Ghost, you are none of his. Now, if I'm talking like you, because you told me you were saved, and I'm talking to you, because this is for all of us, if you're born again, but you are not, because you don't have the Holy Spirit. But if you have the Holy Spirit, you belong to Christ. You ain't got to act like it. You don't even have to say it. You know, it's sad that we want to do you stuff so much that we never get embarrassed when the folk ain't even in here and we preach the word of God. I'm telling y'all, but here's the thing. You don't have to stand before those people. You and I got to stand before the Bema seat if you're saved. If you're not saved, you're going to stand before the white throne judgment, have one verdict, cast them in the lake of fire. Okay, move to the next one, Steve, so I can come on off. Philippians 4:18. Okay. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma. Watch this. Here it is again. An acceptable sacrifice. There it is. Well pleasing. Now let me tell you something. When you guys get y'all giving statements, ask yourself, what I gave to the Lord this year, is it well pleasing? When you look at it and see the good jobs and things that God has given you, see, only you going to know that. Because you know what he's done for you. Am I right about it? I'm just telling you, because they are talking about what was given to Paul. Even in our giving, it should have a sweet smelling aroma when it hit the Lord's nostrils. We decide how we give. But I'm saying when you look at it, it ain't about what Pastor Rick said. You look at this and say, all year I gave this. Do this represent the goodness of the Lord to me? How he have dealt with me financially? I know we got bills and struggles and whatever, but this, and if it do, it's all right. It's okay. You see what I'm saying? Because you know you. You know your obligation. You know doctrine and duty. But I tell you what, if you try God with 10%, at least as a start, you ain't got to give that. But man, when I do that thing with the apples, it just opened up my eyes, man. 10 apples. And take one out there to give to God, and I got 9. But when I start putting the blade in that apple, because I'm going to get my percentage down to 1 or 0.5%, I got to slice that apple and say, God, you get this and I get all of this. But yeah, at the same time, give me that promotion. Don't let the man fire me. I got in some mess on the job. Pastor, pray for me to get this job back. Okay. I got it back. If that it represents you, all right. Because when it represent you, you did you. Give me the next one. Now let me leave that alone. Whew, help me, Jesus. Colossians 3:20. You got that, Steve? Because they're about sick of me now. Colossians 3:20. Kids, obey your parents. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. See, I like what he put on the end of this. If you don't want to do it, kids, realize you don't want to do what is well-pleasing to the Lord. See, he didn't just say obey him. He could have left that other part off, couldn't he, Hebrew? He had to put it on. He said, but when you do it, see, you're looking at your parents, but your heavenly father said, baby, that's well-pleasing to me. Watch this now. If I am doing things according to the scripture that's well-pleasing to my God, when I pray to him, I am praying to a well-pleased God with me. Huh? Okay, all right, all right. Let's go to Hebrews 13:20. That's it. I'm coming on. I got to come on off now. Y'all help me long enough. Hebrews 13:20-21. Okay. Dr. Steve, you got it. Oh, he's already up there. Oh, I'm so used to turning pages. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is the well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Can we say that together? The last part there. All right. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. 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 My brothers and sisters, Romans 11:36 tells us this of God. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Since all things are for his glory, we must respond by offering ourselves for that purpose. Amen. Amen. And amen. My God, my God. God is good, isn't he? Hallelujah. My, my, my. Anybody get anything out of the message?